We present All Gas and Gaiters. Give a dog a bad name. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron, with this week's special guest, Joan Sanderson, as Mrs. Pew Critchley. It's 10:30 at night, and the Dean is about to turn over in bed and go to sleep when he hears a sound familiar to all husbands.
Lionel, haven't you forgotten something?
Have I, my love?
Well, it is Friday night, you know.
Of course. How could I forget? I'll do it at once.
I wish you would. Because if you don't put the money out, he won't leave any milk in the morning.
I'll just get my dressing gown and... Grace.
What's the matter?
There's a light on in the old stables.
Are you sure?
Yes, through the window. Look. I must go and investigate.
I'll come with you, Lionel. Wait for me.
It must have been left on accidentally. No one could be in there at this time of the night.
No one should be in there at this time of night. Open the back door, Lionel.
There. You can see the light coming from that window across the yard.
Shh.
What?
Listen.
Oh, come on, Janie. Be a sport. Do it for me.
I know that voice.
So do I, my love. It's the bishop's chaplain.
Now look, Janie, how do you know you won't enjoy it if you won't even give it a try?
Great Scott! He's got a woman in there.
A woman? What sort of woman?
At this time of night, it can only be one sort of woman.
Well, I tell you what, Janie, let's go for a walk. You may feel more like it after some exercise.
Shh. They're coming out.
Come along, Lionel, quickly. They mustn't see us here.
Oh, come on, Janie. Let's put your lead on. There's a good dog. Now we'll go for walkies, and then you'll come back and eat all your meat up, won't you?
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Cuthbert. Happy birthday. Oh, now, where's the post? Oh, dear me, only one card. Oh, from Dorothy with love. Oh, the dear soul.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late for breakfast, my lord.
Well, it's a third day running, Newt.
I know, my lord, I overslept again. Is there any maple?
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, I just wondered, my lord.
Oh. Oh, well, there's one for you, an airmail letter.
From Canada?
Yes. Now, who do you know in Canada, Newt? Some young woman?
Oh, no, my lord. No. It's my aunt, actually.
Your aunt? Oh, the one who asked us to look after her Afghan hound while she was over there.
Oh, yes, my lord, yes. Aunt Mary. Well, she's gone to visit her sister, do you see? She's married, and she's got four children, and she's been out there since...
What did you do about that?
About what, my lord?
About the dog.
The dog?
You gave your aunt my message,
Yes,
you?
My lord, yes. I told her you were very sorry, but you couldn't have an Afghan in the palace because you were once bitten by one.
Oh, and she understood that, did she?
No. She said Afghans never bite.
Well, this one did. I'm sure it was an Afghan. It was a great straw-coloured, long-haired beast. Anyway, you persuaded her to accept the situation, George.
No. I mean, yes. Oh, dear.
Newt! Why have you dropped the marmalade on the floor?
Well, I'm so sorry, my lord, but it slipped.
You've slipped, you mean? Oh, coming down late for breakfast and throwing my marmalade about the room? Pick it up at once. And pass me a lemon curd.
Yes, my lord. Yes, of course. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you are, my lord.
Thank you. I suppose you haven't by any chance remembered what today is, Newt.
Today.
Oh, well, never mind. It's just that, well, today happens to be my birthday.
Oh, is that all?
All?
I'm so sorry, my lord. I mean, how dreadful. I mean, I can't think how I managed to forget it.
I quite forgot about it myself until I opened this card that my sister sent.
Oh, have you had many cards, my lord?
Many? No, no, not many.
Is that the only card you've had?
Yes, well...
My lord, and to think I forgot. Well, still, never mind. Of course, maybe something in the second post.
Oh, second post? Hmm? Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Not, of course, that I'm expecting anything.
No, my lord, of course not. Could I have my lemon card back, please?
Well, here you are, and don't drop that.
No, my lord, I won't.
What did your aunt do about her dog? Oh, Newt! You've done it again.
Well, I'm so sorry, my lord, I'm so sorry.
What's got into you? I only asked what your aunt had done about her dog.
Yes, I know you did, my lord.
You know, I didn't wish to appear unhelpful, but I really couldn't have the creature here.
Oh, no, my lord.
I think it's always rather a mistake to look after other people's pets.
Why is that, my lord?
Because they pine.
Pine?
Yes, you know, go off their food and refuse to eat.
Really?
Oh, yes, it often happens. Then, before you know where you are, they become really ill and turn their toes up.
Turn their toes up?
Die on you, and you're left to face the owner.
Oh, Moses.
Oh, well, come along. If I know your aunt, she soon found some dim but willing idiot to look after it, didn't she?
Yes, my lord, yes, she found exactly that. Ah, good morning. Oh, is that Miss Stevens, the vet? Oh, good. Well, I was wondering if you'd come to see a dog. Yeah, well, I'm very worried about her, do you see? What? Well, I think she's turning up her toes. You see, the owner's away and she's off her food.
Newt!
Oh, just coming, my lord, just coming. I'll have to ring you back, so sorry, goodbye.
Newt!
Coming, my lord, coming.
Was that the postman?
The postman, my lord?
I thought I heard you talking to someone in the hall.
I wasn't talking to the postman, my lord.
Oh, well, I must have imagined it. Still, I'm not imagining this bill from the wine merchants. It's preposterous.
It's mainly sherry, my lord.
Well, I can see it's mainly sherry. The point is, I hardly ever drink any.
Yes, I know, but the Archdeacon does.
What, the Archdeacon? Oh, I know old Henry sometimes has a glass of sherry when he comes
not
round,
not sometimes, but... my lord. Always.
Oh, well, always then.
Well, it mounts up, do you see?
To this?
Yes, my lord, I'm afraid so.
Well, it must stop.
But he's rather come to expect
then
it.
Then he must learn not to expect it.
Very well, will you tell him?
Well, of course not. Just don't offer it to him, that's all.
Oh, very good, my lord.
Yes. Hospitality's one thing, but we can't go on like this. Oh, was that the front door?
Yes, shall I go, my
no,
lord? What?
No. I'll go.
Morning, Bishop.
Oh, Henry, it's only you.
Oh, yes. Did you think it was the postman?
Well, yes, I did, rather.
He's at the gate.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He's got nothing for you, I asked.
No. All right, then, Henry. Come along in.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. Well, today's the day, Bishop.
What? Oh, Henry, dear old friend, fancy you remembering.
Catch me forgetting.
Well. Come on into the study, Henry.
Morning, Newt.
Good morning, Archdeacon.
Now, where are you going to sit, Henry?
Me, Bishop? Oh, anywhere.
No, Henry, you sit here.
But that's your chair, Bishop.
You sit here, Henry.
Oh, thank you. I've never sat here before. My word, it's comfortable.
Now, what'll you have?
Me, Bishop? Well, I think...
Oh, of course, a sherry. Newt, get the Archdeacon a sherry, will you?
A sherry, my lord.
You heard what I said.
Well, wouldn't he rather have a cup of tea?
I shouldn't think so, would you, Henry?
Not particularly.
A sherry, Newt.
But, my lord, you said we weren't to
offer... Newt, will you please get the Archdeacon a glass of sherry?
Well, if you insist, my lord.
I do. After all, Newt, it's not everyone who remembered what today is.
Remember? Oh, Archdeacon, you remembered.
Rather. It's not every day you collect £5.
Who are you collecting £5 from, Henry?
You, Bishop.
Me? Whatever for?
The old age pensioner's outing.
Oh, yes, of course. Don't you remember, my lord? You promised the Archdeacon last week that you'd give him your contribution today.
Oh, that's right. Today's the day, eh, Bishop?
And is that your only reason for coming, Henry?
Oh, what else should I come for?
A glass of sherry, Archdeacon.
Oh, thank you.
You see, Archdeacon, today is the bishop's birthday.
Really?
Oh, well, Bishop. Yes, Henry, it is, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good. Then I'll put you down for a tenner.
I'll do no such thing.
Well, you see, Archdeacon, the bishop was so looking forward to today, and we've all failed him. I failed him first, then the postman failed him, and now you failed him.
Oh, Newt, I've told you before about this mawkishness.
No, Bishop, no. He's right.
Yes, my lord, I am right.
You must be very disappointed.
Oh, well, Henry, yes, I suppose I am. Just a little.
Tell you what, Bishop.
What, Henry?
I'll make amends.
Oh, there's no need.
Yes, yes, there is. I insist. Let me be the first to drink your health. Oh. Cheers!
Thank you, Henry. Oh, see who that is, will you,
Newt? Yes, my lord. Yes, I won't be a moment. I'll just get him started. Oh, Dean.
Newt, is the bishop in?
Yes, won't you come in? We haven't seen you for ages, Dean.
Please inform his lordship that I wish to see him, Newt.
Oh, righty-ho. What is it about, Dean?
You may say that it is a matter of importance, Newt.
Oh, yes, well, that is our, certainly. Well, I'll tell him. It's the Dean, my lord. He wants to see you on a matter of importance.
Oh, does he? Well, you'd better show him in, Newt.
Righty-ho, my lord. Will you go in, Dean?
Thank you.
Dean?
Yes?
Do you know what today is?
Indeed I do.
Oh, jolly good.
Judgment Day.
Morning, Dean.
It's hardly a good morning, my lord.
Isn't it?
I have called on a most disagreeable matter.
How unusual. Morning, Dean.
I regret to inform you, my lord, that your chaplain is guilty of an offence.
Oh, my dear Dean, you surely haven't come to complain about him riding his bicycle on the grass again?
A grave offence.
Grave? How grave?
If I tell you that I have spent the morning with the Chancellor and we have decided to advise you to set up a consistory court to try him.
Try him? What nonsense is this? What offence can poor Newt possibly have committed that would call for such a drastic course?
Immorality, my lord.
Immorality? What do you mean?
Concupiscence, lustfulness, unchastity. Call it what you will.
Oh, I've never called it that.
Newt! Oh, I tell you, Dean, I don't believe it.
And I tell you, my lord, your chaplain was in the old stables last night with a woman.
Was she pretty?
I didn't see her, Archdeacon.
Well, if you didn't see her, how'd you know it was a woman?
Because I heard him make indelicate suggestions to her.
Oh, my dear Dean, simply because you happened to overhear a scabrous conversation in the old stables, a notorious local place of assignation, there is no need to start maligning my chaplain.
You forget, my lord. I know his voice.
And you forget, Dean, I know Newt.
Did you call, my lord? I was on the telephone.
No.
Oh, good. I was wondering, my lord. May I go out for a little while?
Yes, of course, Newt.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Newt.
Yes, my lord, yes.
Oh, nothing, Newt.
Oh, righty-ho, my lord.
Well, that is,
Yes, my lord.
Newt,
yes.
Did you speak to a woman last night?
Yes, my lord, I did.
You did?
Yes, my lord,
what
yes.
Did I tell you?
On the telephone, don't you remember? You asked me to ring Mrs. Haywood and ask if her cold was better.
Ah, and you didn't speak to any other woman last night?
No, my lord, no.
You're sure?
Certain, my lord.
Thank you, Newt.
Not at all, my lord. May I go out now?
But of course.
Thank you very much, my lord.
Well, Dean, what do you say to that?
But I distinctly heard.
Not distinctly enough.
But I was most careful.
And yet not careful enough either.
No, my lord, I fear I have made an error.
I think you have, Dean. And if I may be permitted as your bishop to give you a little fatherly advice, I would recommend that in future you think once, think twice, think several times before you make baseless allegations against innocent, harmless people.
Yes, my lord.
And now, if you will excuse us, we are going to lunch. You may show yourself out.
Very good, my lord. My lord.
Oh, what is it now?
There was another purpose to my visit.
Oh, Dean, this is hardly convenient.
I'm sorry, my lord, but I have brought this for you.
What is it, Dean?
If you open the paper bag, you will see.
What on earth? Oh, don't tell me the Archaeological Society have dug up some more fossils.
Fossils? These are cakes. Delicious cakes.
Cakes? I'm sorry, Dean, but I've never seen cakes like this before.
They are scrap cakes. A speciality of my wife's. She makes them from fleed.
Is that wise?
Fleed is the inside fat of a pig, Archdeacon.
Yes, but why me? What have I done?
Is it not your birthday, my lord?
Oh, well, yes, it is.
Then many happy returns of the day.
Well, Lionel, did you tell him?
I did, my love.
And what did he say? Is he starting proceedings?
Well, no, my love, not exactly.
Why ever not?
He feels we may have been mistaken.
Mistaken? Us? How dare he?
Well, he faced Newt with it, and he was obviously innocent.
Obviously innocent? Surely you didn't think he was innocent.
Well, I was bound to admit, my love, I did rather.
Then what would you say if I told you he's in the stable with her at this very moment?
Newt! But he can't be.
If you don't believe me, come and listen for yourself.
I certainly will, my love.
I must say, Jane, I've never known a girl as stubborn as you.
There. Will you go in and face him, Lionel?
I don't know, my love. If I could only actually see her, that window is just too high.
Turn this bucket over.
Yeah.
You can stand on it.
Yeah. Ah!
Oh. What can you see, Lan?
He's sitting on the ground with his back to me.
And what's she doing?
He's got his arm around her.
What's she like?
I can only see the top of her head. She's got long hair. It's blonde.
Oh, it would be.
Oh, Janie, at last, you are a good girl. You're having a little nibble.
Grace, what are you doing?
I want to see for myself, love.
But there isn't room. There isn't room on this bucket for two of us.
I must see.
I must see,
Lionel.
Do you think they heard?
I don't know. Come on, let's go and get the bishop.
Yes, come on, my love. We must hurry.
Hello? Is anyone there? Oh, Janie, I thought it was the vet. Now, have another try at this piece of liver. You know, if you'd only stop wagging your tail and concentrate on eating... My Aunt Mary won't be at all pleased with me if she finds you've lost weight when she gets home.
Hello? Anyone about?
Oh, at last, that'll be the vet. Now, just you stay there. There's a good dog. Just coming.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were the vet.
I am the vet.
Are you really?
Well, you seem surprised.
Sorry, but I didn't expect the vet to have so much, Well, you know, not so much, long hair. Well, to be quite, punctual.
Well, I always try to be punctual. They told us it was important at college.
Did they? Were you at college a long time ago?
Oh, yes, ages. Well, I left last December. Well, where's the patient?
Oh, we're in here. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Now, this is Janie. This is Miss Stevens.
Now, let's see what's wrong, old girl. Well, there's nothing much wrong with her. She looks fit enough.
But she won't eat.
Won't she?
No.
Well, ladies in her condition are often a bit temperamental, you know.
Oh, are they? Huh? What condition?
Well, didn't you know she was going to have puppies?
Puppies? Oh, Moses.
And quite soon, by the look of her.
Soon? How soon?
About 10 days, I should think. There's just one thing, though.
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, she shouldn't be out here in these stables, you know.
Shouldn't she?
Well, it's not really warm enough. Can't you have her indoors?
Well, oh, dear, well, that's the problem, do you see? It's like this. My Aunt Mary is in Canada, and Janie belongs to her, do you see? And because the bishop was bitten by an Afghan, he won't have her...
My lord, Archdeacon, there, in there.
Shall I open the door?
No, madam.
Oh, you'd rather I called him out?
I'd rather you went into the deanery, madam.
Go into the deanery? Why should I?
Yes, perhaps it would be as well if you did, my love.
Oh, well, I suppose if you say so, Lionel, but I really don't see why.
Would you like me to leave as well, Bishop?
A good suggestion, Archdeacon. It only needs two to deal with this, eh, my lord?
Certainly, Dean. So if you would join your wife, the Archdeacon and I will begin. This is a private matter between myself and my chaplain.
Well, if you put it like that...
I do, Dean.
Very well, but if you need me, I shall be at hand.
I bet he will. Now, Henry, go on, knock at the door.
Yes, Bishop. Do you think it's right to disturb him?
Well, of course we must. I must say I'm extremely surprised at Knut.
So am I. I didn't think he had it in him.
Knut! Knut! Are you there?
Yes, my lord.
Come out here at once. I wish to speak to you.
Righty, Henry.
And bring that young woman with you.
Yes, yes, very well, my lord. My lord Archdeacon, this is Miss Stevens.
How do you do?
Oh, delighted to meet you, my dear.
Henry!
What are you doing here, my lord?
I might ask you the same question, Knut. It seems you have been deceiving me.
But what could I do, my lord? I knew you wouldn't approve.
You were quite right there.
Well, I'm dreadfully sorry,
my lord. Well, it's no good being sorry, Knut. The question is, what are we going to do about it?
Very well, my lord. Miss Stevens thinks she should come and live at the palace, don't you?
Yes, well, it would be warmer for one thing.
I say, steady on.
Come and live at the palace? Knut, I've never heard such an outrageous suggestion in my whole life.
But she won't get in your way, my lord. I'll see to the hat.
That is not the point.
But you'll hardly ever see her. I shall keep her in my room.
In your room?
Oh, yes, my lord, yes. She can sleep across the bottom of my bed.
Oh.
That'll be all right, won't it?
Oh, it sounds perfect. Mm.
Really? That a chaplain of mine should make such a brazen suggestion.
Does that mean you refuse?
Refuse? Well, you seriously expect me to agree?
Well, frankly, yes, my lord. I think it would be Christian.
Oh, really, Newt? I am well aware that a liberal wind is blowing through the church, Knut, but I can tell you I'm not having any of it here.
But she's expecting a family, my lord.
Family?
Yes, yes, we've just discovered, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Oh, but are you quite sure that you're not mistaken?
Oh, no, my lord, it's quite definite.
Oh, really, this is a nightmare. Henry, for goodness sake, say something.
Me, Bishop? Congratulations, my dear.
There's no need for congratulations, Archie.
I should think not, indeed.
I disagree. Not many people could just look at a dog and tell it was going to have puppies.
A dog? What dog? Where's the dog come into this?
Oh, but of course you haven't seen her, have you, my lord?
Haven't I?
Oh, well, she's in here. Oh, come and have a look. Jane. There she is. Isn't she beautiful? The trouble is she won't eat.
Are you as confused as I am, Bishop?
Well, almost, Henry, but not quite.
Well, what do you think, my lord? Mayn't she come to the palace?
No, certainly not. I've told you before I will not have an Afghan in the palace.
Well, there you are, Jane. You see, you heard what the bishop said. Oh, look, my lord. I say she's licking your hands.
So she is. I must say she seems an agreeable beast.
Oh, won't you relent, my lord? She's very gentle.
Well, if you say so, my dear, I'm sure she is. All right, then. She can come to the palace.
Thank you, my lord. Isn't that wonderful news, Miss Stevens?
Oh, it certainly is. Well, I must be going. Now keep trying to make her eat. I'm sure you'll soon find something she fancies. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Going? Bye. I thought she was Newt, sir.
No, Henry, no. She is the vet.
Vet? Oh, then where's the woman, Bishop?
There isn't a woman, Henry. Is there, Newt?
Woman, my lord? How do you mean?
Well, Newt, ridiculous as it may sound, the Dean had the impression that you were carrying on some sort of clandestine affair out here with a woman.
Who? Moose.
I suppose he saw Miss Stevens and her being so pretty? Exactly. He put two and two together.
Oh, how perfectly frightful.
Well, it's over now. And it just goes to prove, Knut, what a tangled web we weave.
Yes, my lord. Hey, my lord.
What is it now?
Well, I was just wondering, my lord, will you need me this evening?
Oh, no, I suppose not. Why?
Oh, nothing, my lord. It's just that I thought that Miss Stevens might... Well, I mean that I... think I should consult her again. See you later.
Bishop.
Yes, Henry?
Is there still no woman?
Well, Henry, to tell you the truth, I'm not so sure now. Come on, let's try and get this creature to eat. I've thought of something that I don't think she's tried, and something I've been given only today, and I've been wondering...
What's happening, Lionel?
I don't know, Grace.
Oh, look.
What's wrong?
They've gone.
Then the affair is concluded.
But the stable door is still shut. You don't think the bishop has got rid of us and then shirked his duty, do you?
Oh, surely not.
Well, you know what a weak man he is.
Yes, but all the same...
We must be sure.
Where are you going?
To look through the window.
Grace, do be careful on that bucket, my love.
Now, don't fuss, Lionel. Don't fuss. Goodness gracious! Would you believe it?
What's that?
The bishop is in there with the archdeacon, and they've both got their arms round the woman.
What? But what are they doing?
Well, as far as I can see, Lionel, they seem to be trying to persuade her to eat my scrap cakes.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson, Miss Stevens, Tanya Robinson. Give a Dog a Bad Name was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by David Hatch.